Okay, Chevra. So, by popular request, the Olam wanted me to speak a little bit about Talmud Torah, about the value of learning, and what we as B'nai Torah should be thinking about when we engage in learning. And obviously, these are really important questions, and these are questions which can't really be addressed in just one shiur, but we'll do the best that we can in the brief time that we have. Of course, it's like really appropriate that we're having this conversation today on Chanukah, because Chanukah is the one yontiv that's not found in Torah Shebiksav. It's a yontiv of Torah Shebaal Peh. When we speak about learning, we're speaking about Torah Shebaal Peh. The victory of the Chashmonaim against the Yevonim and the Misyavnim was really the victory of Torah Shebaal Peh. That is clear in many sources. And when we talk about Talmud Torah, I think what we're really talking about is Talmud Torah Shebaal Peh. Like, most of us don't focus our energy on Torah Shebiksav. Perhaps we should focus more on it, but we're going to be talking about Torah Shebaal Peh specifically. Now, one way of looking at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is just that it's a mitzvah. I have to wear tefillin every day. I have to shake a lulav on Sukkos. I have to do so many mitzvos. And Talmud Torah, to some extent, is a mitzvah. The Torah says, that right? That there is a special mitzvah of a Rebbe, a Talmud, of a Rebbe to teach his Talmidim. There is a mitzvah v'shinantam levonecha, that is a parent's mitzvah, v'shinantam levonecha is a Rebbe's mitzvah. The Rebbe's mitzvah is shidivrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, to make sure that people encounter Torah, don't stumble on it, that it's clear, that they're able to respond accurately and appropriately. So those mitzvos clearly exist. There's a mitzvah in Sefer Yehoshua of V'hagisa bo yom v'layla. So there's no question that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. And I would say that when you read Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. To some extent, it's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch has two simonim on Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's tucked away in the middle of Yerideya. It's like Resh Mem Vav, etc. Right after the halachos of Kibbutz Ava'im, you have halachos of being mechaber to Rebbe, and you have halachos of how to learn Torah. So in Shulchan Aruch, Talmud Torah is simply a mitzvah. However, the Rambam has a very different perspective on Talmud Torah. For the Rambam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is very fundamental to Yiddishkeit. The Rambam includes Hilchos Talmud Torah in Sefer Hamada. The Rambam begins Sefer Hamada with Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, which is discussing who the Ribono Shel Olam is, what do we have to know about God, etc. Then the Rambam has Hilchos Deos, which are very fundamental ideas of Mussar, how a person should act, etc. Clearly, these are Ikarim of Yahadus. The Rambam in Sefer Hamada also has Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Tshuva. But right between Hilchos Deos and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you have Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the Rambam includes Talmud Torah right with the Ikarei HaEmunah. Talmud Torah for the Rambam is not just a plain, ordinary mitzvah, but Talmud Torah comes right after Yisodei HaTorah. And that's really an important idea, that for the Rambam, Talmud Torah, I'd say, is connected to the way we become the proper type of person. Hilchos Deos in terms of the Mussar, in terms of developing the personality. So Talmud Torah comes right after that. And it comes right after Yisodei HaTorah, which is about how we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I would say that for the Rambam, the location, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that you could learn a lot about the Rambam's perspective when you just focus on where he puts certain dinim. We spoke about this in the Shir in terms of Hilchos Shabbos a little bit, right? Which dinim make it to Perek Gimel, which dinim make it to Perek Tes, which dinim make it to Perek Chof Beis, right? There are three prakim related to Inyanei Bishul that we covered this past man. Talmud Torah for the Rambam, just the location, is in a very fundamental place. And I would argue that Talmud Torah for the Rambam is part of the way we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is why it comes up right at the beginning. Obviously, the Ramban mentions this point explicitly in his Hakdamah LaTorah, where the Ramban talks about how Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all of Torah is a way of perceiving the Ribbono Shel Olam. But in a more focused way, there are six mitzvos that are mitzvos timidios. Six mitzvos that every time we do them, we think about them. At any moment, we fulfill the mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs are only at particular times. Shabbos is only once a week. Tefillin is not at night, etc., etc. Shesh mitzvos timidios. One of those mitzvahs is Ahavas Hashem. How do I arrive at Ahavas Hashem? Right? What does it mean to love the Ribbono Shel Olam? So if you look in the Bir Halach and Simon Aleph, right on the first page of Shulchan Aruch, he talks about the Shesh Mitzvos Tmidios, and the Bir Halacha writes that Ahavas Hashem, right, just read Kriya Shema carefully. Va'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol maodecha, v'choyu hadron ma'ila shanochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Meaning, v'choyu hadron ma'ila, the words of Torah, is what leads us to Ahavas Hashem. We come to Ahavas Hashem based on Talmud Torah. And that is a really important point. I love the Ribbono Shel Olam. I love the Ribbono Shel Olam more when I learn Torah. I love the Ribbono Shel Olam because I learn Torah. The more Torah I learn, the more I love the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we'll talk about in a few minutes, because the more Torah I learn, the better I understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. And also, the way I show I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by learning Torah. Learning Torah is not just a way, Richard Joel used to like this expression, to download knowledge. But learning Torah is a way to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And learning Torah is the way I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way I serve Hashem is by schwitzing through a Taisvis and a Mishneh Berurah, a Magen Avraham, a Shach. Whatever I am investing my energy in, I'm doing that as an act of love. It's love coming from me, and the result of it is that I love Hashem more. And the Bir Halacha notes in the beginning of Simon Aleph that the way I come to Ahavas Hashem, the way I express that is by learning Torah. That's a really important nekuda. And again, I think this touches on what the Rambam is alluding to when the Rambam places Talmud Torah right at the beginning of Sefer Hamadah. Nosaf al kach, the Rambam in Mitzvos Asei Hei. Right? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos lists all the Taryag Mitzvos. I think Rav Soloveitchik used to comment that the most innovative part of the Rambam is not the Mishneh Torah, but it's the Sefer HaMitzvos, in particular the fact that the Rambam gives us reasons for why he included certain things as Mitzvos and other things not included as Mitzvos. That's really very important. And Mitzvos Asei Hei, which the Rambam quotes and most other Rishonim don't quote, is a mitzvah to daven. Right? The Rambam assumes that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to daven. And the Rambam writes, Va'avatas Hashem al-Okecha, lo'avdo b'chol levavchem. He quotes a Gemara in Tainus and Daf Beis, Eizahu avodah shebelev, haviyom ezer tzvila. Davening is avodah shebelev. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you daven. And that is unquestionable, that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven. But if you look in the Rambam there in Parakeh, in Mitzvah Saseh Hei, the Rambam adds, he quotes the Lashon of Sifrei, like, La'avdo avduhu b'torasso, avduhu b'mikdasho. The Sifrei, that the way you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Torah. And we don't think of this. We think that the Beis Medrash is just a place of, it's just a place of downloading knowledge. It's just a place of getting information. But every morning when I walk into the Beis Medrash, I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avduhu b'torasso, avduhu b'mikdasho. Not only is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu done through davening, but it's done through Torah also. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes, the Gemara discusses that you should go and look. Ma bein oved Hashem asher lo avado. What's the difference between someone who serves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and someone who doesn't? Zakli Gemara in Chagiga, zeh hashone pirko meya po'amim, zeh hashone pirko meya ve'echad po'amim. Right, we've all heard this Gemara, that the value is rishone pirko meya ve'echad po'amim. Going above and beyond, everyone used to chazer 100 times, you chazer that 101st time, that is what Oved Hashem means. Doing something that others don't do. And that certainly is pshat in the Gemara. When you think about it, though, the Gemara is also saying that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means learning Torah, shone pirko. Right? When I learn Torah, I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It leads to Ahavas Hashem, but it's an act of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, this is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some extent in the highest realm. Moser Adam and HaBehema Ayin, the advantage that humans have over all animals is Ayin. Ayin stands for our Amira, Yediya, Neshama, the fact that we have the Kayach HaDibor, the fact that we have the ability to conceptualize, we have conceptual knowledge, and we have a Neshama, we have a special part of the Ribbono Shel Olam within us that animals don't have. Now, when you put them all together, what man has over animals is a certain ability for rational thought, a certain ability to contemplate and to conceptualize. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of us when we learn Torah is to use that most human of our faculties, that most elevated of our faculties, to use that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening is service of Hashem, but to some extent I'd argue that when we daven, we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with emotion as much as we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with intellect. Talmud Torah is of duhu b'soraso, we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our intellect, which to some extent is the highest part, the most elevated part of a human. So that's another element of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, at least for the Rambam, we're trying to show how for the Rambam, Talmud Torah is fundamental to Yiddishkeit. It's right there in Sefer Hamada. And the reason for that is it leads to Ahavas Hashem. It's a way of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it also leads, and this is connected to the first point of Ahavas Hashem, it leads to an understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu adequately. As humans, we are finite and we can't perceive the infinite. It's not shayach for us to perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only thing that we can perceive of the Ribbono Shel Olam comes through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to perceive of him. Teva, HaTeva is Gematria Elokim, right? When we look at the world, we can appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. But on a higher level, when we look at the Torah, when we look at the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu ha mada, hu ha yeda, hu ha yediyah, right? The Alter Rebbe has in Tanya, quoting from the Rambam, the Maharal, that the idea is that we are perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by studying Torah. And for this reason, the Alter Rebbe explains, I was actually looking for this last night, I couldn't find the source, but Shafter quotes this all the time. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion about how Ben Sura Mora lo hayav lo asid liyos. So according to one of the Tanayim, Ben Sura Mora never happened. So why is it there? If it's totally impractical, why is it there? And the Alter Rebbe explains that it's there to show us that there are parts of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we can't get. It's not just like Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma, we get on a certain level. I can do the Maisa of mixing the water with the Efer HaPara, and I do it, and people have done it. We might not understand it completely, but we know what to do. It exists in the real world. But there are certain aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam that are so far beyond our reach that we can't chap at all. That's the Ben Sora Umora. And by studying Torah, and I would say, sometimes guys ask the question, I was asking Zach, what exactly you wanted me to address? But sometimes guys ask a question, Yeshiva Bachar Mask, how come we focus on abstruse type of svaras sometimes? Right? Tell me, just tachlis, what they have to know. Right? If I put the pot on the ground, can I put it back on the fire? Can I not put it back on the fire? And how come I'm giving you all this lumdis? Now, obviously, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's more relevant. Lumdis has applications, right? Whether you need a zikach yuvit or zikach lilit, right? We're just helping you guys chazar. But the point is, there is a real value in studying stuff which dafka is in the world of the abstract. And the reason why that's such an important value is because what we're doing is we're trying to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to recognize that there are parts of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we can't chap. So what we've spoken about so far is, I'd say, the theology of Talmud Torah. How Talmud Torah connects to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it's an act of avodah. We serve Hashem when we learn Torah. By the way, this is not true of Christianity, certainly. It is true of Islam to some extent. If you ever speak to an imam, you'll notice that the years that they spend in the madrasa's base medrash, is very similar to what we do. And they believe that when they study, they are serving God. Right? So it's not unique to Yiddishkeit, but our approach to Torah is obviously much more encompassing. I'd like to talk within the Rambam for a few more minutes, because I think the Rambam's perspective on Talmud Torah is very helpful. You know, Rav Zevin has a famous essay in his Sefer La'ar HaHalacha, where Rav Zevin distinguishes between the mitzvah of Limad HaTorah and the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. There are two mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah to learn, and there's a mitzvah to know. Limad HaTorah is different than Yediyas HaTorah. Now, what exactly is the difference? Rav Zevin explains that there are certain people who already have Yediyas HaTorah, right? The Gemara Menachos speaks about Kagona Ni, Right? Someone says, I already know Kala Tera Kula. Can I go and learn Chochmas Yivonis? Right? Very relevant for Chanukah. Can I go and say Chochmas Yivonis? Whatever Chochmas Yivonis means, right? The Rivosh, etc. But am I allowed to do that? That means the guy has no need for Yediyas HaTorah. But the Gemara's maskana is you could study the other stuff bizman she'inu lo yom v'lo layla, because you still have a mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah can exist even if you already know kol ha-Torah kula. Limud ha-Torah also exists in the opposite direction. There are going to be certain people who, for lack of a better expression, the elevator doesn't reach the top floor. There are going to be certain people who just, they're not going to get it. They're not going to chap. But there still is a mitzvah, limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah, Rav Zevin says, is a different mitzvah than Yediyas ha-Torah. And Rav Zevin points out that there are different psukim that lead in this direction. You get the clear impression these are two separate and distinct mitzvahs. Rav Zevin argues that although Noshim are Peturos from Talmud Torah, but the Chiyuv of Yediyas HaTorah, of knowing things, of knowing what to do, that Chiyuv has to apply. Others people say this as well, but his formulation is a little different. The mitzvah v'shinantam is on Yediyas HaTorah. Shiyu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. The mitzvah v'limantam osam, right? The mitzvah v'hagisa v'yom v'layla. Those are mitzvahs on limud HaTorah. The Rambam, however, does not distinguish between limud HaTorah and Yediyas HaTorah. To the best of my knowledge, the Rambam writes that there are two mitzvahs. The Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah always, the Koteret has two mitzvahs. The mitzvah is Lomod Torah. There's another mitzvah to be Mechabed, Milamdeha V'yodeha. But the Rambam never distinguishes between Limud HaTorah and Yediyas HaTorah. And I would argue that this answers two problems in the Rambam. You know, the Gemara in the Daf and Avches tells me that there is a bare minimum of limud ha-Torah. Iboy pater nafshe b'kriyas shma shachris v'arvus, no? A person could fulfill the mitzvah limud ha-Torah, you say shma in the morning and at night, bare minimum, right? Minimal Judaism, what I gotta do, basic, right? You're yotze in the mitzvah. But what mitzvah am I yotze? I'm yotze in the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Clearly, if I just say kriyas shma, I'm not going to fulfill Yediyas HaTorah, no? You don't know anything. You don't know anything. Obviously, the Gemara Nedarim is saying that Limud HaTorah and Yediyas HaTorah. Now, what happens if you look over there in the Ran says it can't be that you fulfill your mitzvah with Kriyas Shema Shacharis V'Arvis because you're mechuyev to learn all the time based on vishinantam lefanecha. You're mechuyev to learn all the time to know everything. That's what the Ran says. And I would argue that the Rambam never quote Iboy Pater Nafshe B'Kriyash Mashachris Aris. I know the Gemara in Menachos has a discussion about the mitzvah zeh, Mutter la'umrel b'fnei ama'aretz, right, or but the Rambam never quotes it. And that's because for the Rambam, Limud is not separate than Yediyah. It's all the same thing. Shulchan Aruch, that understands Talmud Torah as a halacha, as a din, like all other dinim, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramah, the beginning of Reish Mem Vav. And we used to joke in Marisha Kola, Ramu! Simon Reish Mem Vav, right? That's a simon of Limud HaTorah, right? So the Rama tells me that you can fulfill your mitzvah with Kriya Shma Shacharis Ha'arvis. The Mechaber writes, if a person is unable to learn, you can fulfill the mitzvah with what we call a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement, no? Smach Zvulun B'tzei Sechav, Yisachar B'Halecha, Yisachar learns Torah, Zvulun is the businessman. The Rambam never quotes that din either. Shulchan Aruch quotes that din. Shulchan Aruch quotes the two minimal requirements. How am I Yaitse? I quote that if I'm a Shulchan Aruch because Talmud Torah is just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kachol ha-mitzvos. But the Rambam is saying Talmud Torah is not just a mitzvah. So he never tells us the bare minimum. But what that also means is that for the Rambam, the aspiration of Talmud Torah, right? The Talmud Torah, which we spoke about beforehand, that leads to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It leads to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Talmud Torah, which is a form of avodah, that Talmud Torah is extremely ambitious. The Rambam's Talmud Torah is a Talmud Torah that involves knowing everything. And everyone is mechuyev in Talmud Torah. And everyone is mechuyev ko'ish miYisrael chay b'Talmud Torah, ben ani, ben asher, ben shalem, begufim, min ba yisurim, ben bachor, ben zaken, gadol shetashach kocho. And the Rambam says, you have to be kaveh azman, v'yomu b'layla, v'agisa v'yomu b'layla. People who work are still ma'atike ha-shemua, ishmi pi ishmi pi Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to learn all the time. You have to know everything. Chayavon l'shalei shlimudo, shlish b'toyre shebiksar, shlish b'toyre shebalpeh, shlish that, what we call gemara, to be maven davar, mitoch davar. That idea is true at the beginning of your learning, but then later on, all you focus on is what we call Talmud. For the Rambam, everyone is mechuyev in knowing everything. It's an extreme aspiration. He doesn't tell you the minimum. It's almost like the Rambam is saying, like, if a guy walks up to the Rambam and says, like, what's the bare minimum I have to learn? The Rambam's like, what type of kasha is that? You got to know everything. But Rebbe, what's the bare minimum? You got to know everything. Right? That's Judaism according to the Rambam. No? You got to know everything. And that is, I'd say, a tremendously powerful idea. You know, many Rishonim quote an Isser of Shichachas HaTorah. Hisham locha pentishkach Hashem lokecha, right? Hashokheach davarecha melimudo, Yizchayi misa. Many Rishonim quote this. The Rambam doesn't really quote this at all. And that's because for the Rambam, the idea of Talmud Torah is so encompassing. It includes everything. You have to learn all the time, and we'll talk about what that means in a few moments. You have to learn all the time and you have to master everything. So forgetfulness is not shayach. Right? So the Rambam never quotes the Isser to forget.
Sounds like Rav Schechter with an MD.
Rav Schechter with an MD, nachon, right? Like you know everything and you know medicine and you know, like, wow. Like that. Now, obviously, the ambition of the Rambam is not shayach. Like, we're humans. We can't know everything. But the Rambam says that we have to strive for that. We have to aspire to it. And on a more important level, I think we have to view it as our priority. Meaning, whatever else we do in life, we could be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. Whatever it is that we do, Talmud Torah is the priority. Talmud Torah is the ikar. Now, priority doesn't necessarily mean in terms of the amount of hours that we dedicate to it. Right? We might need more time to study for our chem exam than to study for our shir b'china. Perhaps. Hard to imagine that you need more time for chem than shir. But it's shayach. But priorities are not based on how much time I invest. Priorities are based on how important it is to me. Asei Torah Kevah. Mishnah in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tesvav. This idea now I saw comes from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in his Sefer Ba'ar Panachia Haleichon. Asei Taraska Keva. There are many different meanings of Keva. Keva is understood by Rashi in the sense of learn a bare minimum every day. That's Keva. But the Rambam understands Keva in the sense of it should be primary. It should be the main focus. And I could be working 9, 10, 12 hours a day, but that 1 hour that I'm learning, that hour is my Keva. That hour is primary. And that hour, I'm not just learning, but I'm learning that hour with an awareness. I'm trying to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm learning with the awareness that I'm trying to master everything to the best of my ability. This idea is mentioned by the Rosh and the Tshuva in Simin Tesvav and Kal Tesvav. The Rosh notes that the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra, that's what we'll be doing next year in Yeshiva Mir Tzashem, but the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra teaches us that Talmidei Chachamim are Pater Mimas, that Talmid Chacham doesn't have to pay taxes. By the way, you should send a note when the IRS sends you a bill, you know, like after April 15th, the IRS sends you a bill, say, excuse me, I'm a Talmud Chacham. And the IRS is going to say, what do you mean you're a Talmud Chacham? You're an accountant. How are you a Talmud Chacham? So you say, no, the Rush writes in the Tshuva that Talmud Chacham HaPotam in Hamas means someone for whom Torah is a priority, even if they are working X number of hours a day. But the priority, the focus, the main point of the day is the time that they are learning Torah. The notion of Talmud Torah as a priority, I think, is a very important notion. Priority doesn't mean that other things don't have value. People sometimes make a mistake. They think the only thing that matters is Torah. And when they go out to work, they feel inferior. They feel like, I'm not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When I'm in the base measure, I do what Hashem wants. When I'm at work, I'm not. You know, it's from the Hashkafah of Soloveitchik, Hashkafah of our yeshiva, it's clear that the Hashkafah of Parshas Bereishis, right? You don't have to, right at the beginning. Well, Avdo L'Shomra means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon, work the land. Work. But at the same time that we work, and at the same time that our work is fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, but also we have to recognize that those moments that we're able to learn Torah, those moments are the priority. Those are the ikar moments in our day. Asei Torah Kekeva means, Rav Aaron develops this idea in that essay, that every person has a responsibility to know everything. And that means to not just invest time in limud, but what we noted for the Rambam is that there's no difference between limud and yediyah. Everyone has a responsibility to know things as well as they can. Now, you know, there is a whole discussion out there. Today, Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi is more popular than it ever was. And it's a great thing. You can go to virtually any Orthodox shul. There's going to be a Daf Yomi shiur. And people went through the sugya of Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim a couple of days ago. I mean, people are learning sugyas in Taharos. But people make a mistake. And they say, oh, I'm Yotze because I invest my hour a day in Daf Yomi. You're not Yotze, because you might be Yotze some sort of mitzvah of limud, but the question is, are you fulfilling your obligation of Yediyah? Again, for people for whom it's Shaykh, some people know themselves, Lev Yodei Amaras Nafsho, they know that if they wouldn't have a daily responsibility to go through a Daf of Gemara, they wouldn't learn. But if you yourself know that you would learn, so learning iyun, learning halacha bi iyun, gemara bi iyun, That is the type of learning that brings us to knowledge of the Rabbeinu Shalom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely deep and there's so many facets of the Rabbeinu Shalom. There have to be that many facets of Torah, absolutely. But there's a requirement of Yediyas HaTorah for everybody. Sometimes people think, I don't have to know everything. There's Rav Schechter out there, Rav Asher Weiss out there. But there's no distinction. For the Rambam, you're Bechlam Atikei HaShemua if you learn a couple of hours a day and you work the rest of the time. Your responsibility is to be Koveya. That means to focus on it completely. That means those times when we're in the Beis Medrash, that has to be the only thing that really matters. Now, I am probably more guilty of this than anyone else on the planet, but really, our Beis Medrash time is supposed to be only, exclusively, totally focused, and nothing else should matter. And if we do that, we'll really remember what we're learning. We'll really arrive at Yediyas HaTorah. There's a difference between a real scholar and a dilettante. A real scholar is someone who feels an achrayus to know all the literature, who feels a responsibility to keep up with the latest articles, who feels a responsibility to master, to know his or her field to the complete depth that's possible. A dilettante knows a little bit about stuff, right? Can show up at a cocktail party and know that the person is discussing some element of economics and can say, oh yeah, I recall that term, you know, from my economics course that I took as a sophomore in college, because no one in Yeshiva College is a real freshman. But the point is that to be a dilettante is not what we're looking for. We're looking for someone who's a real scholar. The goal is to feel that responsibility, that achrayus, to master Torah. And that achrayus that I feel is not just in order to know what to do. That achrayus I feel is like Ben Sora Mora. The achrayus I feel is because I want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we learn. It's ambitious. I have to admit that as I say this, I recognize just how far I am from this. But these are just some thoughts about the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Again, as we come towards the end of Chanukah and we come towards the end of Zman, even though we're giving Shiret straight throughout, but if you need to take off a couple of days, understood. As we come towards the end of this man, as we are nearing the end of Chanukah, to focus on why it is that we do what we do. And what are we trying to strive for? You know, most of us are not going to, I'm blessed that I, you know, shifti beveis Hashem. I earn a living by being in the Beis Medrash. 98% of humanity, or 99.9% of humanity, 98% of Orthodox Jews don't have that bracha. But for everyone, the responsibility is that Torah should be a complete and total priority. Okay, Chevra, so these are my thoughts. Any questions, comments, observations? I'd say jokes, but you can't make any jokes about this. This is serious. Okay. So guys, have a Freilich Chanukah. The mitzvah of Achilas Latkes and Achilas Sufganiyot still applies without any question. The mitzvah of Halel and Hoda'ah still applies. Rav Kook writes in the Siddur that Halel is very general. It's the same Halel on Chanukah as it is on Rosh Chodesh, as it is on Pesach. Hoda'ah is specific. We have to focus on the fact that we won, in the sense of they tried l'hashkicham torasecha, and our responsibility when we say hodah is to thank that they were not successful. And we do that by recommitting to learning in depth, to doing the best job that we can at understanding Dvar Hashem. Okay, Chevra. Shkaya, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Gaya.